This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The music of the German a cappella vocal group, the Comedian Harmonists, was banned under Hitler because three of the members were Jewish, and the group's pop songs and novelty tunes were considered degenerate. Now the Harmonists are being rediscovered. Barry Manilow has written a musical based on the group's story. A feature film based on them opens in New York and L.A. next week. And this Sunday, a Broadway musical opens, recreating the sound of the Harmonists. In a moment, we'll feature a concert by the performers. First, let's hear how the Comedian Harmonists sounded in 1933. The Comedian Harmonists formed in 1927 and performed for 8 years, becoming international stars before they were banned by Hitler. The new Broadway musical about them is called Banned in Berlin. The vocal group recreating their sound is Hudson Shad. We're going to hear the concert they performed 1 year ago on Fresh Air when Banned in Berlin was staged by the American Music Theater Festival in Philadelphia. Hudson Shad features singers Wilbur Pauley, Mark Bleek, Timothy Lee Evans, Hugo Munday, Peter Becker, and pianist Robert Wolinsky. They opened with a song you'll recognize.
Ohne dich ist die ganze Welt für mich ohne Sonne. Du bist nur allein meine Wonne. Wolltest es ewig sein? Ohne white, there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather, since my girl and I together keeps raining all the time, keeps boring. Chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above let me walk in the sun once more. Ohne dich ist die ganze Welt für mich ohne Freude. Frag dein eigenes Herz, was ich leide, und kehr zu mir zurück, und kehr zu
so weary with all the stormy weather. Just can't seem to get myself together. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since my girl and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bad. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. So weary. So weary all the time.
When she went away, the blues walked in and met me.
If she stays away, a rocking chair will get me.
All I do is pray the Lord above. Sun once more. Ohne dich ist die ganze Welt für mich ohne Freude. Frag dein eigenes Herz, was ich leide, und kehr zu mir zurück, und kehr zu mir zurück, zu.
Very nice. That's the Hudson Shad performing music as originally harmonized by the Comedian Harmonists. And I want to get to a little bit later how you learned to do the instrumental parts vocally. But first I want to talk a little bit about the story of the Comedian Harmonists. And they were really popular in Germany, in Europe, in, I guess, the 20s and 30s.
Yes.
Well, give us a sense of how popular they were.
They sold out every hall they played. They were as popular as Marlene Dietrich and what's the other group? The
Hans
Albers. And they had the number one record in France in 1930. They sold out Radio City Music Hall when they came here they were as popular in Europe as the Mills Brothers were popular in the United States.
Three of the six members of the Comedian Harmonists were Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And after Hitler came to power, they got a letter from the music authority.
Yes.
Saying what?
Saying that the Aryan members could not continue performing anymore with the non-Aryan members, in other words, the Jews. They could keep the name, everything was fine, as long as they hired three new guys to come in and take their place. And that was the gist of the letter.
So the band split up?
The band, yes, they split up. They bifurcated into the six original members started, they became two groups, really.
And did the Jews leave the country, the Jewish members of the group?
Yeah, they went to Austria, and they picked up a group. They picked up three new guys there, and they started touring around the world. And, in fact, were in Australia at the outbreak of at the official outbreak of World War II in 1939, the invasion of Poland.
The non-Jewish members who stayed in Germany and continued to sing as the Comedian Harmonists, they found that their repertoire was going to be limited. What kind of music was banned under the Third Reich?
Anything non-German.
Even innocuous German songs that didn't fit the fighting spirit of the Aryan nation were banned. It wasn't just foreign songs. It was even German songs that didn't have virility. It was a pretty wide-ranging ban on just about...
They did have to change their name to...
The Meister Sextet. It couldn't be the Comedian Harmonists anymore. They had to be the Meister Sextet. That was the German group that stayed. And finally, they were just asked not to sing anymore anyhow because the music that they sang, that they specialized in, was not suited to the German fighting spirit. Songs like, I Wish I Was a Chicken, you know. You couldn't go off to war singing, I Wish I Was a Chicken.
Well, I'd love for you to do another song that you're performing now in your show Band in Berlin. But do you want to do another song that you learned from listening to recordings by the Comedian Harmonists?
Definitely. Which one will that be? How about... They were influenced by jazz, and one of the things they really liked was everybody was doing it. The Mills Brothers were doing it. The Revelers were doing it. Everybody was imitating instruments, and they did a great version of Duke Ellington's Creole Love Call, which we would like to do. Three, four, one, two, boom, 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 boom. Wa 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 w
Great Creole Love Call, the Duke Ellington composition, as performed by the members of Hudson Shad, and that was modeled on a performance by the Comedian Harmonists, a group that was banned by the Nazi government in Germany in about 1935. And I'm really interested in hearing how you learned how to do vocally the sounds of instruments. I guess everybody has to learn this themselves. The Mills Brothers did it, the Comedian Harmonists did it, other groups have done it. Let me ask you, Hugo, you were doing the plunger trombone part. How did you teach yourself how to do that?
For that noise, your hands are in a sort of cartoon praying position, and you slide your nose in, and with... We all have different ways of doing it, but with placing your voice in your head differently and changing the shape and using wah-wah as you would with a trombone and a toilet plunger, you can... Particularly with a microphone, that helps a lot. You can get an approximation.
Give it a shot for us.
Okay. This is just the thing that Ari does in Veronica, which is... That kind of thing.
And Mark, you were doing the trumpet part. Tell us about how you're doing that.
Well, let's see. You mean the higher part? I did two kind of horn sounds. One is sort of a muted... horn, where your hands are pretty much cupped completely over your mouth and your nose, and then the embouchure of your lips can actually, since I was a brass player early on in life, your lips can actually vibrate while you hum, kind of like making farting noises. So you make a fart noise behind your cupped hands and you sort of get a horn sound. And a higher version of that could be...
My guests are the vocal group Hudson Shad. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to our concert with Hudson Shad. In their show Band in Berlin, they recreate the music of the German pop group The Comedian Harmonists, which was banned by the Nazis. This music obviously speaks to all of you in the group, and... Peter, I'd like you to maybe talk a little bit about how this music speaks to you and how the situation that the Comedian Harmonists found themselves under Hitler speaks to you.
Well, this is the music of what might have been. And it was just such brilliant, wonderful, unmistakably fabulous music. It's just one of those timeless treasures, one of those things that is recognizable by probably anybody, anytime. And it sure appealed to me that way. And, well, the Harmonists, of course, didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know, and they kept saying, we were so famous, we didn't think this would happen to us. We kept thinking somehow we were immune because we were superstars. And, of course, bit by bit, episode by episode, it became very apparent that their world was crumbling and they had to become two groups.
I'm interested in how the harmonies that you sing when you're doing the music of the Comedian Harmonists compares to the music that you were used to doing or the harmonies you were used to singing. I was wondering if maybe you could even like break down the harmony for us to take a piece, a familiar melody like Night and Day, one of the songs that you do in the show Band in Berlin. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could sing a couple of bars of Night and Day.
Sure.
And then each kind of like do your own part in it and break down the harmony for us.
Well, what is that harmony? It's sort of a six, is it submediant leading to the five, leading back to the tonic. And it's a jazz harmony. It's nothing very complex. It's certainly not Schoenbergian or anything like that. It's like the F sharp. I'll sing the bass part. Well, I'll do mine first.
Did you want it all together?
Why don't you do it all together first and then break it down?
Okay. The num 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 num.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
And now my part is basically the fundamental. Tous les jours, chic, chic, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui. And then Peter's is.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
And then Hugo's is.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
Come on, Timmy.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
Maestro.
And the melody.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
Everybody knows that. It doesn't matter what language it's in.
Why don't you put it all together for us again and do another song that you do in Band in Berlin?
Okay. This is a song that composer Milton Auger wrote, and it became a huge hit in Germany. It's still known today as Weekends in the Sunshine and You and I in the Alone in the Woods Together. But we think you'll recognize the tune because it's a very popular American song as well. Hit us an E-flat, will ya? Yeah.
Wochenende, Sonnenschein, brauchst du mehr, um glücklich zu sein. Wochenende und Sonnenschein, und dann mit dir im Wald allein. Heute brauch ich nichts, um glücklich sein. Wochenende und Sonnenschein. Sie singt genau wie ein Lied. Alle Vöglein stimmen fröhlich ein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Kein Auto, keine Chaussee und niemand in unserer Nähe. Tief im Wald, nur ich und du. Dem Herrgott drückt ein Auge zu. Denn er schenkt uns ja zum Glücklichsein. Wochenend Sonnenschein. Nur sechs Tage sind wir Arbeit. Doch am siebten Tag sollst du ruhen, sprach dir Herrgott. Doch wir haben noch am siebten Tag zu tun. Wochenende und Sonnenschein. Nur ich und du, der Herrgott drückt ein Auge zu, denn er schenkt uns ja zum Glücklichsein, Wochenend und Sonnenschein.
happy days are here again. All together, shout it now, there's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again.
Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on.
Happy days are here again. The sky above me is clear again. There to sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. Dim, 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 dim.
Hudson Shad recorded 1 year ago their musical Band in Berlin, recreating the sound of the German vocal group The Comedian Harmonists, opens on Broadway this Sunday. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.